Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And Cody, let's just take a little word from our sponsor here.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP. To receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Cody, I got a lot to get off my chest here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to get off my chest here.
Yeah. You have a very broad chest, sir. So that's
thank you.
So you're holding a lot on there. I can kind of see it right now.
Yeah, thank you. I got Daft Punk on the chest.
Rocking Daft Punk shirt.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Oh. Wait, what the fuck is that? Oh wait, that's a nipple. I thought it was cancer.
Close call, man. False alarm. Shit,
man. I ain't rubbed my nipples in a while, so I completely forgot, you know? So I was like, oh, wait, hold on. What the fuck is that?
I was scared for a second. I saw it. I was like, oh, shit, what the fuck is... Oh, that's a nipple. Yeah,
It was bulging for a little bit.
I think I realized it the same exact second you did.
Yeah, I got a little excited
there.
That
was scary shit, man.
It's cold shit.
Let me make sure my shit... Yeah, hold on. Let me make sure. Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
It's cold out here now. Wait, lift that shirt back up again.
Yeah, right here. A little nipplish like that, sir. Getting real kinky right now, folks. I wish this was on video.
Now take your finger and dip it in your liquor and rub it slowly.
I'm starting my OnlyFans.
Oh, Cody has an OnlyFans, people, or whatever. It's Airplay Codicius. OnlyFans.com/AirplayCodicius. Yeah. He puts the is in is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but sure, let's go with it. Whatever. It's cold out there. That's why nipples are hard right now. It's just raining and shit.
Cold as shit, man.
Yeah.
Fucking cold, man.
I'm over here drinking some.
I was out in wine country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. No. What were you saying? You was wine country in there, though?
No. Yeah, I was in Temecula yesterday, man. Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with the fam.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Edgar. Yeah, his man.
Yeah, I was about to say, you ain't got no fucking
family. Right, my adopted family.
Yeah, you ain't got no
man, we were winery hopping, man. Mm. And I got fucking trashed. I'm still drunk. Well, that's usually how these things go.
Yeah.
Wake up. It's Sunday, so I wake up drunk.
Fine.
When Friday, oh, that was a crazy thing too, dude. Like, I had a company party on Friday.
It's the Lord's
same
day.
Night, I went to fucking downtown LA. Mm-hmm. A spot called Death & Co., man. It's a speakeasy. Dude, and you know, I was never a big cocktail guy, but that shit made me a fucking believer, man.
I used to hate Death & Co. I used to fucking hate Death & Co.
That is the fucking spot, man. If you want cocktails, like really good cocktails, mm-hmm. like finally made cocktails, that shit will make you a fucking believer, man. Holy shit.
I hate the owner of that company, so...
mm. good thing I know that motherfucker. So
fuck that place.
Yeah. Oh shit. Okay.
So, I hate that fucking place. I will give Cody that. They do make good cocktails, but fuck their service and fuck their thoughts too, whatever, while you're at it. So, yeah. Death and Coda. Go check it out, I guess. Yeah. Why you ain't in your Christmas sweater, dude? Come on. Shit.
Oh, shit. You know what? I left it outside. You want me to stop it? I'll go grab it real quick. You want me to?
Well, why is it outside? Hold on. I'm trying to figure that out first. Why is it outside?
Oh, yeah, man. I fucked up, man.
You air drying it?
Sorry, man. I was on a rush. I was looking for my mic, and then I should have grabbed my sweater, but I didn't. So fuck, my bad. I know I'm not festive enough. You know, I probably shouldn't record this fucking podcast. Like, I feel
incredible.
I don't feel worthy enough.
I want you off now.
Yeah, don't even put the show up. Don't even put this fucking show up.
I'm just about to boot you off right now just for not having the Christmas spirit.
Oh, okay, that works.
Yeah, goodbye. Promoting Death and Co. and fucking not wearing a Christmas sweater. Jesus Christ, dude. He's all over the place now.
I'm all fucked up right now.
Yeah. Hey, well, speaking of Christmas too, fuck this bottle too as well. This doesn't taste good at all.
Wait, what are you drinking?
For some reason, I'm getting a lot of questions asking me, what do I think of the, look, I like the company, but whatever. Mm-hmm. The Smoke Wagon limited edition Christmas bottle, whatever. And I was like, it's the same.
I remember Smoke Wagon.
It's the same fucking juice. So I don't, first of all, that's why I want to get that out there. But I haven't drinked it in a while. So I just said, let me open last year. Cause for some reason I have because someone gave it to me. I have last year's little Christmas. It's the same juice, people. First of all, this is a different label. Just want to get that out there. It's $30. I just said, before I respond to that, and you know what? I'm not even going to respond. I'm going to just tell them to listen to this, this episode right here. This tastes horrible. This $30 pour here, it tastes pretty horrible. I gotta tell you,
I had Smoke Wagon, I think it was like over a year.
That is some mediocre shit. That's what I'll tell you. Yeah. So
that's unfortunate. That's very unfortunate.
If you just want to spend $30, people that have been DMing me about that, then sure. I guess go ahead. This doesn't really, it really doesn't do anything for me at all. I mean, I got to tell you, it's just like, this. I never really had an opinion.
Nice little mini review right here.
I never had an opinion in the matter of those $30 Smoke Wagon bottles, whatever. For me, it was always like uncut and higher. Mm-hmm. And after that, and I don't know before that, I don't know what else to tell you and stuff. So, but after trying that after a very long time, I got to tell you, that is mediocre as hell. I do have a real review to give you, though. That was whatever. You know what I have in this glass right here, Cody?
What's that right there?
Let me break you down a little bit. I fucked up last week and forgot, but I got that Stella Rosa brandy.
Okay. Well, is that the brandy right there?
Yeah, it's the brandy, baby.
Oh.
Stella Rosa brandy.
Ooh, okay. I'm okay. Well, all right. Before we start things off, man, I gotta hear. I want to know, man, because I heard a lot of things. You hyped it up. You said your fam hyped it up.
Yeah, they hyped
the world's
up.
Hyping it up.
Yeah, so the world hyping
what's
up.
What's going on with the Stella Rosa brandy, bro?
Okay.
What's the word?
I haven't sipped it yet. You know what? I poured it right when you told me. Oh, it might be 12. Okay. And I said, ooh, perfect time. I can go grab that real quick, whatever. So I ran to the other room and I said, let me go grab that real quick. I poured it in this glass. As soon as I poured that shit, it is like tropical as fuck. I mean, if your ass gets on the Titanic and somehow the Titanic sunk, and instead of sinking in the ocean, y'all made it to an island and all you could eat is mangoes, papayas, peaches and whatever the hell else grows on a goddamn island tree. That is what this smells like. Like straight up. Like it is like,
oh shit. Okay.
It is nose blasting you with all the tropical fruit.
All right. So nice nose on there. All right.
By the way, this is the tropical passion one. So it lives up to the name on the nose. I'll give you that right now. The color, Cody, what do you think of that color right there?
That's a nice color.
It looks
almost just like mine, actually.
Yours a little darker, but
exactly the same.
But yeah, it's close. Yeah.
Well, it's the lighting too, so it looks pretty much the same.
So color is, nose is decent. Color looks proper. Let's go in for the taste, Cody. You
yeah, fuck it. Get in there. I mean, that's why you pour drinks, right?
To taste the shit, right? Yeah. Cody, like,
you try to look at it all day.
Cody, like, sip that shit.
I'd be fucking weird. Yeah. Like, I'm just gonna stare at this shit all day. I just gonna drink the fucking thing, man.
I know somebody that actually does do that, by the way. So,
what?
Yeah, he
fucking weirdo.
it's so fucking weird, dude. Like, he he's got a lot of rare shit, but he doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of sitting there when he told me that, and I just went like, wait, what? He's like, no, I don't drink. I said, why the fuck is this house covered in booze then or whatever? He said, I like to collect, but he was like, I don't know, something never happens to me or whatever. I can pass some things down to my kid. And I just looked at him and was just like,
what?
You couldn't find another investment to get into?
What lame-ass shit is that?
Yeah, I'm not feeling that. Like, I know whiskey and a lot of spirits has a lot of money investments and all, but I'm thinking in my head, you couldn't think of another investment to put your money in to give to your kid if something happened to you? Like, I mean, I don't understand why your house became a museum of sorts. And he doesn't just buy one, either. I mean, the dude is loaded. I'm not going to lie. He does got money or whatever shit. He buys, like, 3 bottles of everything he sees mm-hmm. and he thinks considers as rare or something. And I'm just looking like, and I remember asking him one time, so if you don't drink that, can I buy one off you or something like that? He just looked at me and said, nah, dude, I can't do that. And I just went like, what? I was very confused by this. I mm-hmm. didn't understand I was just like, you just told me your whole point of why you do this is because you wanted to make money off.
Right.
I'm offering you money for it. I'm not even asking for a discount. You have it. I can I buy that for you? He just, nah, man. I mean, if I sell it to you now, then, you know, I'll be giving it to you for, like, you know, a discount because, like, who knows, 2 years from now, this could go up. And I just, like, looked at him and was just like, all right, man, I think we should stop being friends and we shouldn't communicate with anymore or whatever. I think you just stay over there. Don't invite me back over.
Yeah, I don't want to be associated with your weird ass.
Good luck to you when your kid don't like you no more. Because you done wasted all these time and resources instead of actually hanging out with the little brat. But whatever. All right, man, I'm going in for this taste now because I don't want to be like that guy.
Very curious.
I'm a little terrified, I'm not going to lie, but. I got to Google this. I should have brought the bottle with me.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know the ABV on that.
Okay.
I need to know the ABV on that. I will tell you this, it lives up to the name when it comes to tropical. The name of it is Tropical Passion.
Mm-hmm.
It is fucking tropical as hell in them taste buds. This is a $30 bottle, by the way, people. $30 bottle of brandy. What is the damn ABV on this? Please tell me. 35%. That's damn near a wine pour.
Yeah.
That is pretty fucking light for a brandy. And the reason why.
That's very low for a brandy.
And the reason why I brought that up is because I needed to know because I don't taste any alcohol on that whatsoever. I mean, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you want to get fucked up on something and be like, oh, I don't even know what I'm drinking, I will say there is like a lingering aftertaste. And it's kind of getting warm the more I talk now, whatever. But you don't taste any alcohol. It is everything that you get on the nose, on the palate, it is all there. The tropical fruit, mm-hmm. it's a lot of peach and papaya. And the finish, you get a lot of mango. And then that was like a pear too. There's like a hint. And I mean an oh-so-light hint of cinnamon.
Mm.
I mean, it is light. It is so faint that you only taste it when you swirl it and it's pretty oily. It's getting back in the back of the tongue there, and it just dissipates right away. The finish, I got to tell you, if you See, there is a little warmth there. Okay. It is like very subtle in the background. There's a little bit of warmth there. If you like flavored drinks and stuff like that, I could see you liking this.
Mm-hmm.
For someone as me and Cody, it's too sweet. I would say this is like way too sweet for me. And I don't drink a lot of brandy, so I don't even know what the flavor. I think the only brandy I've really drank, to be honest, is Remy Martin. And that was last time I had fucking Remy Martin brandy was like, we're looking at 2014, 2015, somewhere around that time. I just remember that shit was fucking strong. That was like fucking gasoline. So I was like, oh shit. I was like, I won't be fucking with that for the rest of the night. And funny enough, it was around this time too, because I went to a Christmas party. We had like a bonfire Christmas party on the beach and shit. And I just remember going like, fuck, that's how people get murdered. I was like, you wake up with blood in your hands and an axe in another hand, Cody, and you'd be like, what happened?
Huh? Yeah.
And you see the body next to you and go like, oh, I don't remember.
Some memento shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I drunk that shit and I was like, it's like Hangover. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is that movie all together, right?
Yeah,
there.
How the fuck did I get here?
Yeah. What am I doing on the beach?
Try to retrace your steps and shit.
yeah, because I just remember like that is pure fucking gasoline.
I had a couple nights like that.
Yeah,
did I get here? What happened?
I'll give that Remy some credit on that one. They don't fuck around. they don't bullshit you. They like, oh, you want something to kick you in the fucking stomach? Oh yeah, we got you. Now, granted, that was like fucking 7-8 years ago, so it could be watered down as fuck now, but. Yeah, this is a little too sugary for me. I don't hate it. It's a little too tropical for me, too. I'll say that. I think it's just way too much tropical. You know, it's at this point, it's making me, I can feel it in the stomach already. It's making me crave a fucking papaya and a peach right now or whatever. And I got to be honest, I don't even really eat that many peaches. I don't really care about peaches unless it's peaches and cream. I know I'm gonna be in the same. That's right, and freaky in a Billy limousine. It's even better with ice cream. So good
to me.
Oh. That song is nasty as fuck, kids. That's very nasty. And we didn't know no better. We was like, what I got to tone to it?
I remember, man. I remember driving to school. Back in the day, my mom used to drive me to school. I remember that song playing on the fucking radio. I remember like, oh yeah, it's jam right here.
Not knowing your mom is like, wait till I drop you off. Wait till I get you home.
Yeah, peaches and cream. I like this. What the fuck does that mean?
We should have a month of that one day. All R&B songs that had like all different
nasty
meanings.
Ass shit. Yeah.
All songs that had different meanings, and you're just like, as an adult, oh, that's what that was. I remember there's a scene in the music video where the peach falls into the cream and shit, slow motion style, and like juice is just like exploding all over the place. And you just like, these guys really like their fruit. Only to know as an adult, like, oh, that girl just came.
Yeah. That's what that was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Metaphor.
He just rubbed her down in peaches and cream, whatever and stuff. It's sticky. Oh. So that's the only really time I eat peaches. It's when it's a little romance in the life there, Cody. So I don't really care for peaches. You know, nothing more to think about it. Tropical fruit really kind of ain't my thing, really. I'm more of a berries. I guess, can you consider berries and shit like that? I'm more of like a cherry, strawberries, those type of, you know, like the finger food type of fruits.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm more of that kind of fruit kind of guy, you know. I guess bananas almost could be considered tropical, too. I eat a banana every morning, you know. Get your breakfast, get your vitamins and your calcium and your protein, Cody.
Get your vitamin D.
Yeah.
All that good shit.
Yeah. I think if you're not like one of us, oh, look, man, that third sip right there, there's a little cinnamon there on the tongue now, whatever. So there is a little something that's very faint in the background. Look, I can see people liking this. I can see why people are hyping it up or whatever, or why it's so sold out in fucking stores. You can't even go to a Total Wine and get the damn thing, even though they have it. And they just like, dude, we just got another shipment. It's in the back. It's still in the pallet. I just looked at him and was just like, word? Like, you struggling to get me a fucking Stella Rosa brandy? For someone like me and you, I think we would just go like, yeah, I don't hate it. Don't love it. It's whatever. I can see people liking it because it's got all that fruit flavors and stuff like that. I'll tell you this. Give me, Cody, your top five worst drinks you've ever had in your life. I bet this is better than them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I can see that. Okay. All right. That's yeah. I say it's okay. So I think it's more of a like brand recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it seems like. And I think the people that are hyping it up, they're like probably like regular Stella Rosa drinkers.
Yeah.
And they probably do drink other like stuff like spirits and shit, but they don't drink like the high end stuff. So I'm assuming that's probably what that is.
I'll tell you this. I got my mother. I got her this one. She's already open. I haven't showed her the other two yet that I got her because I was going to save that for like a little Christmas pour for her and stuff. I bet the black one probably tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
The tropical, straight tropical, it's just not my thing or whatever and stuff. And look, when I say better, I don't mean like, oh shit, Cody, you got to go out and buy this thing. This tastes better or whatever. There's a peach one, a black, and this one, the tropical passion, whatever. I don't think I'm going to care for the peach one all that much, whatever, because if it's a flavor drink and stuff like that, I don't want straight peach. I don't want, if you had a straight cherry one, I might be all for that one or whatever. But that black one, it's not specifically a flavored region bound or anything like that. So I'm going to come back on this. Matter of fact, on the Christmas show.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna open
looking forward to it.
When we open the Stella Black, I'm gonna do a comparison. I'll tell you this, it's better than any fucking flavored whiskey I've ever had. I'll drink this over Fireball, what's that fucking peanut butter one? Screwball, what's that fucking chocolate one I had when I turned the bottle upside down and the fucking chocolate just stuck to the bottle and shit. I was like, oh God, I ain't drinking that shit. I think it's called 8-Ball or something like that.
Oh, yeah, 8-Ball. Yeah, yeah.
This is better than Jack Daniel's honey. Me and Cody both had that. Matter of fact, this got honey in it too. You know what? This is a fucking last drop compared to Jack Daniel's honey. Let's just go ahead and give it that or whatever. Matter of fact, it's probably better than any spirit or beer we had on that terrible whiskey beer week we did that one time or whatever and shit. It's fine. What would I give it? It's $30. You ain't really breaking the bank. It's kind of difficult to find for some fucking reason, I guess. I think the closest one to us, Cody, now is on the fucking Laguna. So you got to go out there to go get a fucking bottle of it at Total Wine Laguna. I'm just like, that a bitch. I did get the other ones at Cork had it, and even fucking Wes was telling me, yeah, that shit's flying off the shelf for some reason. I just looked at him and was just like, I wonder why. I would probably drop like a, and usually when we give these kind of ratings or whatever, they're like, oh, that's terrible or whatever, but like, you know, this is coming from us. I think this is like a 1.5 for me.
1.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet the Stella Black will be a 2. I'm going to put that out there right now. I bet that'd be a 2. I bet it's like a point better. This is just too tropical-y to me or whatever. I don't really dive into that kind of stuff. I like tropical notes or whatever, but not like heavy like this or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Especially for like a brandy, which is kind of weird of all the tropical notes. You know, you don't really associate brandy. Like when I think tropical like drinks and things like that, I'm thinking like
rum. On the beach
or something, rum. Like, yeah. I don't imagine drinking brandy on the fucking beach. You know what I mean? Mixed up palm tree. Coconuts and bananas and shit.
No.
Yeah. So no. That's kind of weird to me. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm actually curious to try it myself. I'm not gonna buy the shit. Fuck that. I'll be curious to taste it though.
I don't think you would frown at it. I don't think you would be as high. You'd just be like, kind of what I expected.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's a drink.
Okay. I will say, you say you don't associate drinking brandy on a beach or whatever. I wouldn't either. I don't think that's really an American thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's a thing at all.
But I think it is actually a thing.
Oh,
right?
Is it?
Because when I did go overseas, I did go to this spot that was on the beach or whatever, and it was I had a brandy and a cognac. Mm-hmm. I think this was Portugal, if I'm not mistaken. Because I remember, I think I even got a photo of it on my IG, or whatever. It's with a, it's like two drinks, like, or because I was with a lady. There's two drinks right there. Is in a cognac glass too, whatever, and shit like that. I can't remember what it was, but I think it was either it was one of them was a brandy, and the other was a cognac, and we were like right on the ocean. So I guess it, maybe it is a thing overseas, but here in America, it fucking is not. So so it is not. So. I have no problem finishing it, so I'll give it that.
Mm, okay. Well, it's drinkable. You're that much.
It's just, you know what, maybe earlier in my drinking age, I'd have been like, oh, that's not, oh, okay, yeah, I can do with that. But like now it's just like my liver's on borrowed time, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All of our liver's on borrowed time.
Yeah, so I like I can't be fucking around with shit like
you this. You can't be drinking some bullshit.
So now, I, although I will say you barely taste the fucking alcohol, so you're probably thinking you're drinking just like some, what the fuck is this color that's not liquid or alcohol? Apple juice, I guess. Yeah,
it does color. It does. Apple juice. This shit like apple juice too. it looks like fucking apple juice. That's funny.
Yeah. By the way, hold on. Rocking the blind donkey.
Man, I've been there in a while.
Yeah, you know, rocking the blind, rocking the blind donkey merch. You know,
man.
I got a few things.
That's one of the dopest bars out here.
Yeah,
in SoCal.
One of the few bars out there. They had a Four Roses barrel pick, which I thought about getting, but then I just remembered, man, I used to pay like $60 for those things. Those motherfuckers like $100 and something now. I'm just like, yeah, I'm good.
Oh, shit.
Those Four Roses picks used to be fucking phenomenal. I mean, they probably still are. I just refuse to pay that price for them now. But I remember at Total Wine, you can grab those things. Man, they'd have those picks, $59, whatever. I'd be like, ooh, let me get like three of them things or whatever and stuff. They had them. And then like that price gradually shot up to $95 to $99. And now I see like everywhere has them for like $105 to $110. Just like, I just... That's a huge fucking jump. If you'd have jumped up to like 70 to 80, man, I'd have been like, it's not that bad, but $100 and something for a fucking Four Roses store pick that used to be $60. I'm good. And then they were like slinging the merch with the hat and the beanie. I got both the hat and the beanie. So I was like, that's $50. So that would, because they were $25. I was like, that counts as the pour. So I'm not paying fucking $100 for that fucking bottle. So, there's other things to be drank out there. See, this is why I can't fuck with this, because I can taste all that shit now in my stomach, whatever, like the fucking peaches and shit now. And it's like, I'm going to be at a bar cutting up fucking papayas now. Cody, like, yeah, fuck your bar nuts. Give me some of these right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Anyway, though, Cody, it is Armagnac Cognac month.
That's right. It's finally the month of December. Get into some of the finer spirits, if you will, some exquisite shit, I guess you could say exotic. I guess it might be a word for it too.
Yeah.
Foreign. And there's another word for it. So I you tried some great shit last week. Yeah, nothing but good shit last week. So
two last drops.
Yeah. Back to back, two last drops. Remember what I said, man. I'm hoping I can feel it. I can feel that this month is going to be just straight last drops on your end and my end. So, so we're going to find out if the prophecy is true. So that's what we're going to do today. Yeah.
Only Godfather's deals and absolutes.
Yep. Exactly. So today,
still a phrase from Palpatine. Yeah. There's a fucking meme of that spliced in half of him like doing the unlimited power right when he gets done doing it. He goes, and then you hear Anakin, what have I done? And someone wrote in there, it's when you brought home a 3 after drinking at the bar all night or whatever and shit, and you realized what you did. I was like, spot on. Spot on. That Palpatine, he made that shit famous, baby. You know?
He knows how to speak, man. He knows how to speak, know how to get his thought across. And always resonates. Every speech he has, that shit always resonates. Every little thing, too. It's crazy. Like, I live by the Palpatine way. That's what I noticed, man. I don't really, I haven't realized it until like recently. I'm like, oh shit, Yeah, but he's speaking that truth, man. He's speaking that real shit.
That's so funny that those ignorant ass Jedi's couldn't spot this motherfucker. This motherfucker's evil. You can just tell this motherfucker just.
Have I ever told you the story of Darth Pettius
or whatever? Yeah, man, they're chilling that fucking theater, whatever the fuck they were at.
Hey, chilling. Hey, drinking that fine wine, having a cigar, Dick Cody. And this motherfucker in broad open. I mean, it was almost like that Batman Forever scene where fucking, I'm Harvey!
Yeah.
I'm Batman!
Yeah.
This motherfucker telling a story of this Darth Blake, whatever shit is, just like, and he did that slow head turn. Could you imagine if he was in behind them at a theater, just looking like, what the fuck is Palpatine talking about right now? Like, I need to report his ass and shit. I want to see that version of Star Wars, like POV of people in the background. Like,
I want the Palpatine origin story. That's what I want. And then like spinoffs and shit. I want the Palpatine origin story. Like he came up like and he was like a bona fide player, fucking all these hoes and shit. Like yes.
And he always started. I mean, have you ever heard the story? He's just making up Darth Plague's name with a Darth. Plagueis. Darth Sinister Yosto. Darth Menacing. And the girls be like, ooh, no, I haven't. Tell me more, Palpatine. He's like, oh, you know what? He was like Obama. Remember when Obama was in the Senate? He kept telling people, I'm going to run for president one day. And they was looking at him like, you ain't running for no fucking break. Get out of here, dude. All right, people, if you don't know the story, Obama used to tell people when he was in the Senate, I'm going to run for president. He said, one day I'm going to be president one day. You wait and see. Whatever. People would look at him go like, he even says it in his book. Like, he was like, people looked at me like, this Negro's crazy or whatever. Like, hey, he ain't running for no president and winning this shit. Get out of here. That was Palpatine back then. You know, he was in the bar chilling. I might run for the Senate one day. And they looked at him and was like, they started laughing, Cody, and he was just like, I don't remember that shit. I'm gonna remember that shit when I own all you motherfuckers or whatever and shit. I'm gonna own you all or whatever. That's what made him evil. They laughed at him and shit.
Yeah. See, that's how it always starts. Bullying. It's always that downtrodden motherfucker, down on his luck, getting his ass whooped by life. And then he's like, okay. All right, life. All right, bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably how it begun. He was trying to hit on this nice little blue alien piece of ass in there and shit at the cantina. And he was just like, hey, how about you come take a ride on a Sith real quick? And she looked at him and said, nigga, you smell like French fries or whatever shit.
Yeah, I got a lightsaber for your ass. I'll tell you that.
So... The whole bar heard it, Cody. Mm-hmm. The whole canteen, they heard it. They laughed at his ass. They straight up just laughed at him. They was like, Palpatine, because it was a small little town and shit.
Yeah.
Palpatine ain't never going to get no ass up in here, whatever and stuff, whatever.
And, yep. And he was just sitting at the bar, just sucking all that shit in. Had his little drink in there. He was just like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So he went
home. That's how it always starts.
He went home. He started studying. He was like, how the fuck do I get in the Senate? He got into the Senate and he just said, it's the slow and methodical way how I want this, whatever and shit. I'm going to have soldiers in these little white uniforms at every sector of the galaxy holding a pistol at every motherfucker that think they can talk that shit. And I'm going to have this order where I get and then the Jedi got introduced and he was just like, they trying to fuck up my plans. We can't have this, whatever and shit. That's when he came up with executing Order 66. He was just like, yeah, I got something for their ass, though, whatever and shit. We're going to have their ass all exterminated ASAP, whatever. And they too arrogant to realize that, like, look, it's old little me, baby. They ain't nobody. They looked at me and laughed before, whatever, and shit in the bar. So they don't respect me. So I'm actually on Palpatine's side, to be honest, whatever. Not the more I talk about it, to be honest.
How could you not be? How could you not be?
Yeah. So then they had peace. Yeah. Palpatine ruled them all, so yeah. Be nice to your fucking bullies, people. Basically, is what I'm trying to tell you.
You know what? Embrace getting bullied. If you're getting bullied right now as we speak, embrace that shit. Embrace that shit. Take it. That's one thing I learned about life, man.
Mm-hmm.
All about all the stresses and shit we worried about, the things out of control. Embrace the shit. You got to go through it anyway, right?
I think so, we just found the meaning and message behind Star Wars.
Yeah. Embrace the shit, grow from it, learn from it. So then you build up the armor, and then when you rise above it, shit ain't gonna affect you at all. You're like, hey, fuck it.
I'm next chilling. Thing you know, you got a double red bladed lightsaber and you murder mm-hmm. motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're a fucking Sith Lord. That's he became a Sith, all that shit. He became the ultimate Sith Lord.
Mm-hmm. And a scientist too, because motherfucker started cloning himself and shit like that. And
yeah, that, which is fucking weird, but yes.
Yeah.
But actually, no, it's Star Wars. They all about that cloning shit.
I mean, he couldn't clone himself to make himself look younger, but that was fine. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. he just looked like an old ragged, like
yeah, which is fucking weird. Like, I guess he's the one to look like his old self. He's like, oh,
yeah,
he didn't really give a fuck at that point. Like, he passed all the fucking bitches shit and like all that validation and all that. So he's like, yeah, just make me. when I died,
he was making clone bitches and mm-hmm. shit like that. He didn't give a fuck. He was just like, mm-hmm. man, if you can't accept me for who I am, bitch, and you can't accept me at all, whatever. If mm-hmm. you can't accept me when I got $60, how you gonna accept me when I got no dollars, baby? You know. So he's a very smart man or whatever, and I respect him because he taught me the life lesson of whatever. As like, you know what? Take that in stride and rise yourself up from the ashes with it. You know. A lot of life lessons there. Oh, and basically it's just a message for stop bullying motherfuckers because you never know what he might turn out to be.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. See, yeah. All you little fucking insecure fucks out there thinking bullying's cool and shit. See, you know what bullying is? Bullying is a thing. It's like a... That's another thing I'm telling you, man. Validation. Mm-hmm. Validation is a motherfucker.
Yeah, especially in today's world.
Validation from anybody other than yourself, you're a bitch. So that's all them bullies and shit. All validation seeking, all like the cool dude, even like fucking bitches and shit, like hot girls and shit. That it's validation, man. Like, why you didn't know? Who cares?
It's funny because me and Cody, we had good kind of bullying. It beat your ass and it humbled you. Mm. That was the bullying we used to go through. It'd be like, yeah, meet me after school, and I'll show you. What it could be like whatever. And then you either whoop his ass or he whoops your ass, and then you learn a life lesson. Today it's just like, why'd you post that? You ain't shit, motherfucker.
I'm telling you, social media, all that life in general, dude. If you seek validation, especially if like your main goal is like, oh my God, if a woman doesn't like me, then I'm nothing. Mm-hmm. What?
The only validation you should be getting in life is on your ball grooming.
That's about it.
And the only way you can get good validation on your ball grooming is if you use Manscaped.
Exactly.
The 4.0 lawnmower, which I use, whatever. Yes. It's fucking amazing.
Yes, I literally just used it right before the show.
I got to tell amazing. You, it's fucking incredible.
And yes,
And someone take this weed whacker away from me. Mm-hmm. Just take it away from me, because I cannot stop. I'll be in the office sometimes, just up my nose and be like, hey, what's up? So what are we going to do right now? We're going to go over to the meeting right now. And we're going to get a 4.0. Jermaine, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah. Just doing some shaving. It is fucking amazing. And that's the only... I love ball deodorant. I rubbed that shit on there. Ooh, man, I love
man,
it.
Man, I got you, man. You know what? You know one thing I wish Manscaped had? They probably will have it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The powder. Always use deodorant and the powder just to make sure I'm set.
You know what I'm I would set. Like yeah, on yeah. that powder, too? One of them brushes, you just dip it in the thing.
And great! Just brush your balls a little bit, like
brush it, like you know when you go to the barber and they put that powder on the and they just hit you upside the head with it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a cocaine fairy dust.
Hit my balls.
Yeah. I want that. Yeah. Whatever. I want a Manscaped barber or whatever. I can go to the bar. I just lay back in the chair. He underneath the chair like a gynecologist and shit like that. He just like. And I was like, that Manscaped feels great. Put a little design there. I want a little J on there with a little rose as a godfather. But yeah, that's the only validation you need in life is when you use Manscaped. And how do you do that, Cody? You head over to manscaped.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you purchase any of your products over there, I don't care what it is, whether it's underwear, ball deodorant,
all the good
lawnmower, or whatever it may be, you need to put in that little area where it says, do you have a code? Mm-hmm. Of course you do.
Yes.
It's called The Last Drop.
What show are you listening to?
It's called The Last Drop.
What shirt am I wearing?
Come on. I don't understand what was the hold up here or whatever. Do you not like clean balls? Clean your balls. That might be the name of it. Clean your balls, please. I know everybody's like, oh, it's cold. It's a holiday season. I let it go. No. Mm-mm. No. get it cleaned up for the spring. It's around the corner. Clean them balls. Get them nice and tidy or whatever. Start doing a little push-ups here and there. Get ready for the spring or whatever. Get your balls nice and clean. Get your arms looking good or whatever and stuff. And then get out there in that beach and start running in slow motion. Waving. When you do that, whatever, you got don't care. Sunscreen on. Yeah. When you're doing that, you don't care if a ball falls out because you know they clean now. You just like.
Yeah, they're clean and fresh.
Yeah. And you go like, when you look down, you're like.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hand over your mouth like, oh. So like,
I'm just literally picturing us walking this free ball and walking, but butt ass naked is running. That shit just swaying. Oh, don't mind us.
When the police come for me, I just want you to go to manscaped.com.
Make sure you call last drop.
No, don't hit me in the dick with that. No. Yes.
Hey, me in the back seat, like, man, smells good in here. Yeah, man, it's that fucking Manscaped.
It's that Manscaped. I try to tell you shit.
I try to give you a code.
You get into the prison cell, they about to rape you or whatever, and next thing they just look at you and go like, hey, bro, how'd you do that? Manscaped.com, dude. Next time you get to a computer, let me know. Get you a hookup. Tell your baby mamas and your girls out there and outside of the commissary to use that promo code last drop or whatever, you know? That's crazy to me. Motherfuckers in prison got more women than I do. Ain't that a bitch? Can't even get one. These motherfuckers, fuck them. I gotta tell you. Fuck them. All right, I don't mean to put my sister's business out there, whatever and shit. She just started her career, whatever and stuff. So, you know, she graduated in psychology and stuff like that. She
all smart and shit. Okay.
Yeah. Right, you know, my dumb ass could only graduate with a sociology degree. She went psychology on my ass. I just said, you think you better than me now. So,
ain't that some shit?
So, she worked, you know. She worked at the correctional facility, you know, helping the kids' minds and stuff like that. She been telling me some stuff. She told me some motherfuckers up in there, up in juvie and shit like that. They motherfuckers got like twin babies and girlfriends and shit like that. And I just like, who the fuck are these women? That's what I want to know. And she was telling me, she was like, yeah, they be showing me photos of their women and stuff like that. And I'd be like, I can't even show you a real women photos outside of prison. How the fuck are they doing this in this motherfucker? I said, this is bullshit. You lucky my petty ass ain't working up in there. I'd be like, give me your phone. I'll delete all this motherfucking shit right here. You ain't gonna see shit no more. She don't want your ass no more, dude. You up in prison. Get the fuck up out of here. Shit. Okay. That shit pissed me off when she told me these stories. And I just looked at her and just like, so you mean to tell me that there's some woman out there that's willing to fuck this dude who's hearing voices in his head and he in prison somewhere or whatever, but something wrong with my ass? Ain't this a bitch. Anyway,
little rant right there. Yeah, I feel you, brother. I feel you.
The moral of the story was there, bitches, I'm Palpatine right now, whatever, and I'm about to fucking know some shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. Turn your misfortune into a positive. Flip that shit. Grow from it. Learn from it. Use that shit. Use it. That's for everybody listening out right now. If you're going through some crazy shit right now, you're doing some bullshit, you're insecure, whatever. Or if you're just downtrodden life, if life is beating your ass.
Or you're just petty as fuck.
Or you're just petty. Like, we're both petty.
Yeah.
Just rise above it. Smile at it. Learn from it. Look it in the face. Be like, okay.
I got some true hate in my heart. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Use that shit. Yeah. Don't fucking waste your time. Dwell on it. Use that shit.
I use that shit to tell people I got better drinks than you, bitch. Now what? Yeah.
So, I'm telling you, man, fucking use it. That was my mistake back in the day. I used to just go with the flow and just take that shit and like fall into that fucking mindset. Like, oh god. Now I'm like, no, fuck that. Use that shit. All right, cool. I get life more. That's life. You have to get it. Use it. That's all I gotta say. Use it. Don't be a bitch. That's the moral of the story too. Don't be a fucking bitch.
Palpatine wasn't no bitch.
Yeah, he ain't no bitch.
He wasn't no bitch at all. Sure.
Toughen the fuck up.
Yeah.
Grow set. Make life happen. That's all.
Name of this episode might be named Palpatine.
Yes.
You can't.
You think Palpatine was a bitch when Samuel L. Jackson had that lightsaber in his face and he was sitting there with his mouth wide open? It's too dangerous to be left alive.
Exactly. I'm so weak. You must live. And then fucking Hayden Christensen non-acting ass. Yeah. That's not the Jedi way.
Go watch that smile. That smile, but yeah. Fucking turn creepy ASAP, like. He's like, that's not the first time I fried a black man. And it won't be the last. That look on his face, that's how you know you got a possible creeper on your hands right there. That motherfucker smile. He's like me in my early 20s when you see an opening for a woman, like, me and my man ain't working out.
Oh boy, I've seen that face many times.
You don't say.
Actually, I think it's still going on.
What? Come on, Corey, don't be like, what you talking about?
Oh, your husband not here, you say.
Uh-huh. Oh, he is here, huh?
Even better.
Speaking of that,
man, my sister. I'm not going to lie to you, brother. I think I'm kind of turning. I have little shades of that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's kind of fun, man.
Yeah, it's fun.
Kind of fun. Like I'm like a challenge seeker now. So
thank you. See, okay, now you understand.
When I see that shit,
it took you long.
I'm like, yes.
Yeah. See, I mean, there's nothing better in life than fucking up people's lives.
I love that shit. What about it? Oh, okay. Because you mean your life's already fucked up anyway. So it's like,
yeah,
my life's already fucked up. Yeah, like, shit. All right, fuck his life up.
There was the first time Cody and our old former good friend Lena there. They didn't know I was about that life.
I remember Lena.
They didn't know I was about that. That's her name. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah. They didn't think I was about that life. So we all was hanging out one time at this bar, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'll show you I'm about that life right now. I ain't got no fucks to give. Wife just died, and they canceled my show, and everything else is going bad right now. So here we go now.
Yep."
We at this bar, the association. This chick literally is standing right there with her dude. I threw my drink on this dude. I don't think Cody was really all that shocked, to be honest with her. He just kind of just looked at it and was just like,
yeah. Yeah.
Lena's mouth wide open, whatever, and stuff and shit. And she just like, yo, did you just throw your drink on this dude? And
I just said, crazy. Oh. This is 10 years ago, man. Literally almost to the day. Yeah. 10 years ago. Remember New Year's party, right?
Yep.
New Year's, right?
Yep. It was 10 years
crazy.
Ago.
Crazy. 10 fucking years.
And
dude, I remember that shit like it was yesterday, man. That's crazy.
Because it was yesterday for me because it happened again. I told Lena, I said, oh, my bad. And Lena didn't understand what was going on until later when it happened. But Cody was just like, I see what this motherfucker doing. And I said, Lena, can you get this man a napkin? Get him cleaned up, whatever shit. And she was over there getting him clean. I looked at her and just said, so we having a New Year's party coming up. Let me get your number. Maybe you should come do it or whatever. And, stuff. And she straight up gave me.
It's funny too, man, because every time I go out to bars, it's always a chick that's with somebody. They're always like hugged up and shit. Yeah. Like they be giving them eyeballs.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's what I...
All right, okay. All right. I don't want to fuck shit up, but you keep doing what you're doing. Well, what am I supposed to do?
And I was pretty young fucking things up. I'm pretty calm, cool, collective now. I don't really...
Because they invite you shit. I'm just going to have a good time. I'm just chilling.
They didn't invite
shit.
They
gave me eyeballs and shit.
For me, they didn't invite shit. They just, you know, I just felt like breaking up some shit.
Me is a little different. Like, I'm not trying to, but if you open to doing that shit, all right.
Yeah.
Don't say it and tell you so.
I was only doing it because, like, that's all I had to offer back then was, I was a little bit more confident. You know, I had skills. Dude, today, I'm ugly as fuck now. Ain't nobody going to be doing that.
But that's literally the only shit I run into, man.
Yeah.
Literally. Every fucking time. Is always something with a relationship involved. Like
they probably can smell your dick from a distance. That's why.
Maybe probably that's probably what it is.
It smells a pheromone.
Yeah.
They smell your male pheromone.
You wearing Manscaped?
Oh, that's how, honestly, I shouldn't say this. That's probably how I do it at a bar now and be like, hey, baby girl, come here. Let me talk to you real quick.
Yeah.
What does your man use for grooming?
Literally do it every time I go to a bar, dude. I strike up a conversation always with some chick that's it's all already established.
Let me tell your man what
every
you use.
Fucking time.
Tell your man to start using some Manscaped, whatever. Let me come tell you, take you to the back and show you what it does for you. Whatever.
Yeah. it's crazy, dude. Like literally, it's always the established chicks.
But I'm a responsible gentleman. I'm like Cody's man whore ass now. So yeah. Hey Cody, what are you drinking on over there, bro?
Oh yeah, that's right. This is alcohol. That's right, it's alcohol. Shut up.
What are you drinking on?
Yeah. So
yeah, our my days.
Yeah, yeah. So I got a nice one here. I think it's a nice one. Stopped by K&L Wednesday or Thursday. Hung out there for a little bit. Which by the way, dude, I was in Hollywood, I was in the area, man. There's this cool ass bar. It's called Katine.
Yeah, I've been there.
Cool fucking bar, dude. I love that vibe, man. I literally
the aesthetics of it is gorgeous as hell. Yeah.
Dude, and the music they're playing, it's kind of like a desert kind of vibe.
Thing going on.
Like an oasis kind of thing going on.
Yeah, they're gonna fuck that place up in about another 5 years. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. One of the coolest bars I've been into recently, man.
Yeah.
If you're in Hollywood, check this shit out. It's LA as fuck. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
Check that shit out, man.
Hey, don't worry. Hollywood fucks those kind of bars up quickly.
Yeah,
they'll fuck that one up quickly, too.
Right? That was a cool little spot, man. But
I used to go there to chill and tune when we had like meetings and stuff like that, get a little drinks and stuff like that. They got a nice little bar menu, too, as well. And the bartenders there, last time I've been there, I don't know if the bartenders that work there in Brazil, whatever, but it's cool as fuck or whatever. Shit.
That's a cool fucking spot, man.
I think I went to K&L on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that. So I stopped at K&L, so I had to pick up a little bottle. We were doing all my act month, so I was looking up the shelf, like, okay, let me see. I want to choose something worthy, choose something good, choose something we haven't done yet. I'll try to get out of the whole rare Armagnac thing. I wasn't trying to do that either. Mm-hmm. Let me do something a little different. So I looked up, I was like, okay, DeRose. Like, let me go DeRose. Okay, let me go DeRose real quick. I'm going to 20-year-old. So right here, I got the DeRose 20-year-old Armagnac right here. Bass Armagnac, Les Bronze Assemblages, I don't know, whatever the fuck that means.
Mm-hmm. It means Assemblages.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't have the box here. Nice box. Bottle is nice. I love the texture of the label right here. Very nice.
They used to have that one in Total Wine. I don't know if they still do, but.
No, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Great price, I think, for especially a 20-year spirit. I was just like a little over 100 bucks, like 109 total.
Mm-hmm.
I got this for 109 total. Obviously, all the Armagnac had pretty much had the same color. Always had like the apple juice kind of looking thing going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They like mezcal. I should take that back. Mezcal actually do have different colors.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I heard good things about it. I did a little research on it. Let me check this out. So,
Did you do the research on it before you bought it, or after?
I did, because I wanted something good. I was like, okay, let me get some here. It's always roll the dice. You never know these bottles.
Yeah,
opinions and shit. So you don't kind of know what you're gonna get. So I was like, and I wanted something different from what I previously had. So I was like, all right, let me go to this DeRose. Let me try that. I think that's how you say it. I'm probably fucking up pronouncing it. I don't know. Maybe
you most likely are. Don't worry though. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I would have fucked it up worse. So if it makes you feel better.
Yeah. So. Going for the nose. Not a whole lot of alcohol tinges. Get a little bit, very spice forward. A lot of baking spices.
What's the ABV on that?
ABV is
like 50 something.
Right here. Hold on.
52.6.
43%.
43. Oh, shit. Okay.
43%. Okay. I like it. Nice amount of oak. Yeah, nose is not crazy. Honestly, it's an okay nose. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Like it's not doing a whole lot for me, but it smells good. Not too aromatic, not too in your face, but it smells mellow. Which I think most Armagnacs, I think that's kind of fits the vibe though. It's like a mellow kind of drink. Mm-hmm. Then you like too. Yeah. I do get like that. I got a lot of molasses too on the nose. That's why I noticed with these Armagnacs, they got a lot of molasses on the nose.
I like asses.
Yeah. Asses and molasses.
Yeah. Oh, molasses. Oh, yeah, yeah, that too.
Yeah, well, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I like molasses. I like molasses.
Mm-hmm. Molasses and molasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a little bit of that grape too, that raisin kind of thing going on the nose. A little bit. So I'm going for the flavor, for the taste.
Sounds normal and simple for my
brand. Not mind blowing aroma, but it's lit. I like it.
Did you say it's lit?
It's good. I like it.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Okay. Front end. It's a really spicy pour. Really spicy. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of that bacon spice. I got a lot of cardamom. A lot of cardamom, a little bit of that kind of grape thing going on. A little bit of oak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but mostly though.
Cowboys just won.
You know what I get? Like the trail mix, like the dry fruit and trail mix. That's kind of what this reminds me of a little bit.
Okay, I just had some trail mix on.
I'm not even talking about the nuts part, but like the dried dehydrated fruit.
Yeah,
that's kind of the vibe I get.
You can never pinpoint what the fuck that flavor is.
Yeah. Well, nice amount of oak. Nice finish.
Mm-hmm.
Finish is good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nice finish. It's not too dense. I don't know if with Armagnac, you look for something like a dense kind of thing, like a mouthfeel. Like mouthfeel is light, medium, not too like mouth coating. You know what I mean?
Shit. Mm-hmm. Last week it was coating. Shit.
Nice amount of oak. Wood. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. This is a good pour. It's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Not mind blowing. $100. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. The rare Armagnac I had way better than this. Say that right now. Last bottle I had, last Armagnac I had, way better than this. This is a good pour. Nothing mind blowing though. There's literally nothing about this that's mind blowing. Good drink. Mind blowing. Nowhere near.
Yeah, man. It's like, is there ever going to be a point where it goes back to like pours like this just being $60?
Yeah, because especially given these past few months with the drinks, my expectations were just kind of just level. I was like, all right, it's good. If it's not, whatever. Mm-hmm. 20 years old, I think.
It don't taste like 20 years old?
No, I think what you're paying for is just for the label.
Really. Oh.
Which is good. 100 years. Well, sorry, 100 years. Sorry, $100 for a 20-year-old spirit. That's good. You don't really see that. Especially in bourbon, you pay like fucking out the ass for 20-year-old spirits in the bourbon realm.
They're not really too much 20-year-old bourbons anyway. So you're looking at scotch then or whatever.
Yeah, so I think you're really paying more for the label.
What does it taste like? Too young? What are we looking at? Like a 10-year, 12-year range?
Not
that
it's too. Yeah, it's just not giving me a whole lot.
Yeah, see,
like it's fine. It's just like this is there.
That's why bourbon doesn't go over those age groups, whatever, and shit that much, whatever. Because then you start losing most of your flavor profile.
Like it's good flavor. Like there's good things about it, but there's nothing in here that's memorable. Like I would never buy this bottle again. I would never spend $100 on it ever again.
$110. I mean, shit.
No. So yeah. So I'm rounding out. I think I'm gonna give this like a two. Let me give it two.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give this two. Yeah.
Damn.
Let me give this two. And it sucks because I was wrong. I thought it was gonna be a full ass show.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. And I'm just starting off just mediocre as fuck.
hey, for me it is. my last drop is rolling. Like, this last month, baby. I'm
fucking Jermaine, of course, still has the streak going. And my ass, I'm still in purgatory.
Hey, baby. Mix and match next week. It's going down, baby. I can't wait.
Now next week, I like I said, I'm not mad at this shit anymore, dude. I'm just level. I'm like, okay, whatever I get, whatever.
Hey, this sounds better than what you had in Mescal, so I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's better than Mescal. It's better than all this shit I had fucking last month, tell you that.
I just think, like, when you factor in, like, Look, $110 is a fucking lot. And I should know because I just literally spent like almost $800 in spirits just this week alone, whatever. Especially shout out to Blue Run dropping their 12 days of winter bottles or whatever. That's like the most fun I've had like shopping for whiskey. I mean, granted, they've been like $200 bottles and shit like that, whatever. But like, and I managed to get 3 out of 10 now, or 3 out of 12 so far. So it's been fucking fun or whatever. But like, you know, you dropping that much money on some whiskey or any spirit and stuff and getting $100 range. It's the same thing we just talked about with that Four Roses, man. It's like, man, I really used to like those, but it's like, I just can't see myself putting $100 into that right now. Like that is, I know nowadays people have gotten so used to just spending $100 or here and there or nothing like that. But like, man, $100 can get you so much. I mean, we're looking at Cody.
Yeah.
Cody like going to a good wine bar. That's you looking at a good meal and some wine right there.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Meal and some great wine.
Yeah. And you what? Yeah. And you know what? You ain't even spending $100 probably neither. You're going by yourself. If you treating yourself. Me and Cody, we go to a lot of dinners sometimes by ourselves and shit like
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'll be going to bars all the time by myself.
So an average for me spending, I'm looking at like $87 or whatever on my dinner.
Yeah, that's about the time.
Yeah. So we're looking under $100, having a good meal, and Cody's pescatarian, so he's not eating what I'm eating. I'm eating, never mind, I take that back. I'm eating a salmon or something like that. I only do the steaks like once or twice a month or whatever, but like I'm usually eating a salmon. I got a nice salmon, some asparagus on the side, some rice or whatever, a little bit of salad and some bread roll. Ooh, and then you give me 2 drinks. It's usually start off with a cocktail, and then like either I dive into a wine or like whatever specialty spirit that they may have. Yeah, if I'm at like a certain restaurant that got tequila and I want to give me a tequila, but I want to get a
I get that.
Get a little whiskey or whatever. Give me what you got here? What's a good wine? Sometimes I even fuck with the champagne now, you know, a little celebration.
Oh, champagne.
A little champagne, you know.
Shit. Interesting. I might try a little bit of that. I don't really dabble in champagne much at all.
I don't know shit about champagne. Yeah. So like when they tell
me, that might be the next venture. Interesting.
I go to Wally's a lot. Interesting. I don't know if people in the if you live in the LA area or whatever, I go to Wally's a lot in Santa Monica, and you know, they have some good fried octopus there. I love the octopus there. Good fried octopus, and they always recommend me a certain champagne or whatever, and that nice little design. I say, pour it. Let's just see. I fuck with the octopus, some salmon, and some champagne sometime from there. And they have a nice little whiskey pour and a little cocktail, maybe $87. Yeah. It's just hard to segregate that nice meal I just had to $100 on a bottle.
So I'm not mad. I took the shot.
Yeah.
You gotta take risk in life. That's what I took a risk.
Yeah.
So good. Didn't work out. Cool. It's a good bottle. I'm gonna share with my buddy. I'm at my buddy's house right now, so I'm sharing with him, his in-laws, and all that shit. So they're gonna enjoy it. I like it. It's not blowing my mind. It's a fine pour. So I'm just glad that I get to share this shit. You know. So that's the way I'm gonna look at it. It's like, okay, cool. I'll just share it. Whatever.
I had something yesterday similar to yours. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but I just remember looking at it, going like, man, this would make a really good everyday pour. If I just didn't spend a fucking $120 on it.
Yeah.
Like, if I would have just spent look, I'm not even asking for old school prices, $50, $60, $70, $80. Under that or whatever. If I break $100, Cody, give me some change back, baby. Give me some change back or whatever. That way I can feel like, ooh, I can go get me I can go to Fish Grill, California Fish Grill real quick and get me a little salmon, you know, on the side or something like
that. Yeah.
A little cheap salmon or something like that. Or if I can go get me a chicken sandwich and some fries or stop off at like, you know, father's office, you know, and just give me
brother.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Speak my language. Father's office.
I can go to Stout Burgers and Beers or something.
Yeah.
I mean, saying,
there
man.
You go. There you go. Hey.
If I can break $100, get a bottle, Cody, and come back with some change and go get me a meal. That's
killing.
Hey, then. Shit. Once I break more than 100, Cody, I'm like, I'm just going home now.
Yeah. So this, I think this is a good lesson, people. Be wise about what you spend your money on. Mm-hmm. Think about, like, you can go to a bar, have a whole experience, get some good food, get a good drink, have a great night. Or you have this bottle right here, which you probably sip every now and again. And then if you don't like it, then you'll be like, oh, why the fuck I spend this amount of money on this fucking bottle? Mm-hmm. So I think This is why I love this podcast. This is our original thing too. We want to tell you what's going on before you purchase anything. Mm-hmm. We want to let you know what you're getting yourself into, and I'm willing to take those risks. If we got to take that fall, mm-hmm. I'm willing to do that. I love that though. Like letting people know. So I think more and more now since we get longer into the show, I realized like, yeah, this is the purpose of the show.
Yeah.
We're taking dives. We're taking risks.
That's always been my purpose, even when I did the movie stuff, whatever. I was like, I'm always going to save y'all some money on what you're spending your money on.
And I don't have a problem with that at all, man.
Yeah,
it's actually relieving. I actually like it.
And doing it here, my goal has always been like, you know, I'm willing to try out and these venture out in these different spirits, whatever. But at the end of the day, look, I'm going to tell you, are you wasting your time? Are you and I wasting your time? Yeah. And, you know, doing that or whatever, I realize now why people stay in their lane. I see why people buy they certain spirits that they have, whatever.
And,
shit.
And if I help that next dude, next woman, whatever, mm-hmm. make better purchases, better choices in their alcohol, mm-hmm. I'm good, man. I'm set. I'm happy.
With that said, too, we're trying to save y'all some money by not purchasing. But if you do get a little extra spending funds or whatever and shit, feel free to venture out, try something new and different, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you feel. Yeah. But make sure you listen to this podcast first.
Okay? Yeah, you got it right. And then look us up on Instagram too. Wait, what are you on Instagram, JB? I'm sorry.
I'm a phenomenal 01, you know.
Phenomenal 01. Okay. Yeah. Oh, cool. I like it. Yeah. I'm Codysseus, Khodysseus.
Yeah, I'm over there
check us out. Follow us. I'm always posting shit. I'm always somewhere. Yeah. I'm always posting some shit. I'm always somewhere. It's very red wine for it right now. That is my fucking jam, man. Yeah. I love me some red wine.
I'm just all about clean balls these days.
Mm-hmm. Clean balls. Clean balls or red wine.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I dip my balls in the wine to get them clean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, sanitized.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's like swirling the wine when you sip it and you got a wine taste, you gotta spit it out, whatever. Yeah, that's what I do with the ball. I dip it and I just chug it. Then I get a new glass, pour it in, and I sip it. I was like, did you like that, balls? And they go like, and I go like, my balls liked it. I liked it. So, yeah. But, yeah, make sure you listen to this podcast when you want to get the real truth and you're not just kissing somebody's fucking ass or something like that. Because I'd be listening to these other alcohol podcasts sometimes.
We don't do that here. We tell how it is.
I don't know
any other way to do it.
I listen to those other alcohol podcasts. They're boring as fuck.
They're always boring as fuck. Always. And that's why I'm like, man, why are we not rich right now? I don't understand this shit.
You know what makes it funnier too is when motherfucker finally listens the first time. Man, y'all actually really funny.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, no shit. Yeah. I think that comment bothers me more than anything.
That kind of grinds my gas.
Yeah,
motherfucker. I know.
They're trying to fucking tell you that.
Yes, God damn it.
You act like you don't sit in traffic, bitch. You know you do.
Christ almighty, dude. Yeah, it's one of the best podcasts in fucking LA in the fucking planet, probably. Yeah, I know that.
I know your ass sit in traffic, bitch, and you should be playing this motherfucker.
Yes.
I
be listening to our shit literally multiple times through the week.
Thank you.
I like us so fucking much.
That's the best time it's
literally just double toasted. The last drop. That's all I fucking listen to.
Yeah. Cause I listen to other shit and I'd be bored out of my fucking mind sometimes. I'd be like, all right. Shit be boring, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
Listen to your shit. Morning ass motherfuckers.
I was listening
to they make these force ass jokes too. Oh, God, I fucking hate that. No. And comedic timing, they don't know how to do comedy.
The jokes wouldn't bother me as much as if they wouldn't follow it up with, oh my God, we're gonna get canceled after this.
Dude, dudes are boring as fuck. The delivery sucks ass, dude. They suck ass. But they're getting paid, though. But that gives me more motivation. Like, we got to fucking make it, man. We got to keep doing this shit.
I hate that comment. That fuck.
Yeah.
We're so going to get canceled after this. Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to get canceled. Oh, did I say that? Oh, my God. Oh. That's so risque. Bitch. Shut the fuck up.
They turn into raggedy fucking Ann and Andy all of a sudden. Be like, oh my God, I should just say that.
Fuck you and fuck your joke.
Let me tell you why I prefer this over this real quick. Oh, you're going to hate me for these comments.
Yeah, so.
I choose Rittenhouse over Weller.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. I know we're going to make it. We're moving our way on up, brother. Yeah, all right, you know. Yeah, got a Manscaped. Yeah. That's the first one. That's the first monster.
I just want to make it to a point someone says the royal balls are clean now.
I want to get my balls clean without me touching it. Yeah.
The foo-foo, get away from here now. You done. I'm done cleaning the ball. Go away.
Yes.
Sorry, Cody.
She was down. I had to hire her though, so that don't count.
had to hire that one.
yeah, and that don't count because I found her somewhere. Yeah. I don't even know what she does. But I found her. So she looked like that gremlin. Actually, she looked like me. She looked like that golem creature. So yeah. So that's why I didn't feel so bad. So. Oh man. Oh yeah. Shit. God don't like ugly. That's why he don't like my ass. So. That's why he's like,
that's why you don't have that fucked up relationship. Yes. Motherfucker. Yeah. Don't fuck your shit up.
Yeah. I hope he is real because I want to just ask him about that. Like, yo, why
you know what'd be funny as fuck, dude? If all that bullshit, we don't believe it, actually turned out to be fucking real.
I just hope it is.
Oh, I would laugh. I would be in hell just laughing my ass off, like, oh shit.
I just hope it is. I you know, as I get older, I want it to be real because I just got questions to ask. You know, I just got a lot of questions, and I just hope he's
answering. That's probably the only reason. Just be like, oh, okay, well, that was the thing. Oh shit.
So yeah, I'm actually somewhat getting back into being agnostic because I'm just like, I want to believe.
There's some shit out there, man. I was like, wait, that's kind of weird. I don't know, man.
And I just want to, you know, sit on a cloud with the man upstairs and just have a drink and chill and be like, yo, why'd you make porcupines? Yo, you can't.
And why is only like 1% of the Earth's water like drinking?
Yeah,
like, we can't make all this.
And why the fuck did you make me ugly? Shit,
why'd you make JB ugly?
Yeah, curious. I couldn't get no hoes down in the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Damn. That's all JB wants to do. Get some hoes. That's it. And you fucked it up by making
him. Yeah, I approached a young lady. I just said, hey, excuse me, miss, you looking really beautiful. She turned around, whatever. She said, oh, bug. She sprayed the shit out of me, whatever. So I was just like, ah. And I can hear the bartender saying, you deserved it. Mm-hmm, you deserve it. I was like, what did I do wrong?
Fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah, and they said, you should just know your place. Mm-hmm. Ugly people shouldn't be talking about it. I just said, I know that now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, people, we're done. We're getting out of here. We're now. Done.
Yeah.
There's some football games I got to watch. So
that's right. Who's
Yeah.
I got some more drinking to do from my buddy's house. So eat some vegetarian shit.
Thank everybody for tuning in. Be back next week for Mix and Match Week or whatever. Mm-hmm. Want to send a special shout out to everyone out there. And I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the Ball Deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the Ball Toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.